This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You are listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradon. This is part 23 of our story. If you've missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, they had found themselves on the trail of a creature they believed to be a soul eater, following its tracks through the tunnels beneath the castle.
There is a chest of clothing that has been ransacked. There's several super fancy dresses just tossed everywhere. It seemed like whatever this thing was trying to find something that it liked. Like six different dresses in this one chest, all of them just as ostentatious as each other.
Right, so, and it doesn't seem like it went further in.
No.
Okay, so it was looking for something to wear as a disguise, and...
It probably would have taken the lady's face had you not successfully managed to take her with you, the Tamlin.
I'm lucky all the time. Nothing bad has ever happened to me, and I'm always right.
The eye that you ate would potentially suggest otherwise...
No, that was a good idea. And I will not apologize for it ever.
I'm not not asking you to apologize for it. I am merely suggesting that it was an interesting idea with an interesting outcome.
Aye, and I did it right. And I don't regret it.
I never said that you did.
I would like to pick up all of the dresses.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in this chest?
No, it's just the dresses.
Okay. Do you think the lady will remember all of her things that was packed into here?
Possibly. It depends on whether she selected the dresses or whether she had servants, you know, select the dresses.
I think we'll have to go and ask her and see which one's missing, if any.
Right, well, Tamlin, if you would be so kind as to, well, carry the chest.
Of course. And I just start stuffing the dresses in. They are not being folded. They're getting stuffed in. I close the lid with some effort because... Again, there's a lot of fabric going on in there, and I did not pack it correctly.
Give me a slight hand check.
Oh, okay. That's a natural 20.
Cool. You do not get the ordainments on the dresses caught in one another.
Yay!
So these dresses, despite being just more or less tossed in the case, will come out completely unharmed.
Yes, just what I wanted.
Excellent, so...
All right.
Yeah, no, not going to lie, if you had rolled low...
They would have all been tangled, yeah. I guess we have to go and see what's missing.
Yep, so we start heading...
Back.
Well, Amadeus is going to take one last look around to make sure we haven't missed anything.
Yeah. Are you doing anything extra, or are you just looking with your eyes?
Do I have anything extra?
Do you have tech magic or anything like that?
Oh, that's good.
I don't think so, but no, I don't.
Okay.
Wait, detect magic is a...
Ritual.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I do not have detect magic.
You don't have that. Oh, right, no, you haven't taken the thing that gives your book a bunch of rituals yet.
Yeah, no, I was going to take that at fifth level, but I ended up taking...
Agonize and Blast.
So the next time...
Oh, I have detect magic.
Cool.
I cast detect magic.
Cool. There is lingering effects of illusion magic here.
Oh, that makes sense.
And a little bit of transmutation magic.
Okay, so it's possible that the creature has already...
Shapeshifted
into whatever its form is.
Is there anything it might be carrying?
A dress.
I mean, apart from the dress that it's stolen, I don't think so. It was just kind of like...
Magnus hasn't seen the dress, has he?
Nah...
No, you don't.
But it's very fancy. Is it
a super fancy dress though, right?
Yeah. And is there an overarching theme between all of her dresses? You said that when they arrived, Lord and Lady Vashar were wearing blue and silver. Is that like a common colour scheme? Do they have all the same gemstones?
All of them in an inner seam have blue and silver shield, which you're mounted as
the
crest of House Vishart, basically denoting this belongs to the House.
Magnus has locate object with
finder. You're level 5 now, so you have access to that.
Right.
But I have seen the item to find.
Yeah. Seen it, but it can also be the closest of a specific item. So if we could get all the dresses.
If you've got.
Get a description of it, you would be able to do it.
And this is a technical question because I'm still learning 5e magic.
Uh-huh.
If all these dresses have the same badge on it and he uses locate object to find the badge.
He's seen the badge.
Because we've got an example of the badge. If he uses locate object to find a copy of the badge, will he detect the ones here?
It's either a specific object or it's the closest of a named object. So what we'd have to do is we would have to get those dresses far away. We would have to put Lady Vishar on the far wall. This is what I'm imagining. We're all in the ballroom. We're all on one wall. We put Lady Vishar on the far wall, or the person we think is Lady Vishar. Every single other dress in the ballroom is in between us and her. He casts locate object. If it pings closer than her, that is the transmuted Soul Eater. If it pings her, the Soul Eater either is not in the room or it is her. And that's my plan. But we have to wait until the ball.
Well, the other question is, does it work off an item that has been described?
Yes.
Okay. So if we take this trunk back to the good lady and see if she recognizes which dress isn't here.
Yes, that would be good as well.
Because how many times can you cast detect?
Once per long rest.
Right, okay.
I mean, once will be enough.
It's 10 minutes within 1,000 feet.
Yes, so that's why we should be in the ballroom.
My thought is that if we go find out what dress has been taken, the other option is we can also do it now and go and find them now, but if we want to wait until the ball, we can do it then.
Well, if we know which dress has been stolen, we don't have to wait because we can just look for it. But if we need to cast a locate object, the object has to be within 1,000 feet of Magnus, and the easiest way to locate it would be at the ball.
Okay, that works. I'm just proposing ideas. Anyway, let's go find out what dress is missing.
Yes, we're carting that chest all the way back.
Okay, whoever is leading can make me a perception or history check.
Okay.
That's 10-1?
Usually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, whoever is wanting to do the guiding and leading around.
I normally go in the front.
Maybe if we're walking around in here with the chalk marks, it should be Magnus.
That's true.
Go for it.
Go, Magnus, go.
This will be the first time I rolled terrible.
You didn't, though.
Yeah, I really do need to get trained in perception, because that's only 19.
Shut up.
Only 19.
Maybe I should get expertise.
Maybe you should.
At level 3, barbarians have a feature where they can give themselves an extra proficiency, and then again at level 10. Did you take that one?
Are you sure that's 2014 rolls?
Yeah,
we are additionally...
In perception.
In perception.
Cool.
So that's 22.
22. Oh, yeah. No,
Magnus sees everything now.
You're starting to get the hang of this castle. This castle isn't maze-like. It's just poorly written.
Yeah. Wait.
Wait, you guys were getting lost in this castle.
I can get lost anywhere.
To be fair, yeah, I've seen you get lost in a bedroom.
I can get lost under a sheet if it's big enough.
You have miraculously seen Tanwyn get lost in an open field.
This way, huh?
You are the Muana Zulu of this campaign.
You do lead them back to the quarters wing of the castle and are able to find the adjacent rooms that house Lord Vishar and Lady Vishar.
I'm glad we've got someone who knows his way around this place now. Don't have to keep dragging Duncan around.
We knock on the door politely.
Yeah.
Lady Vishar's handmaid opens the door.
Hello!
Hi.
Delivery.
Oh, lovely.
There was a misplaced chest. May I bring it inside? It's quite heavy.
Yes.
All right. Would you mind summoning the lady for us?
She's inside.
Oh, fantastic. All right, Lady Vishar. It's good to see you again.
Yes.
I've bought your chest.
Oh, wonderful.
All right.
You didn't run into that monster, did you?
No, but I do have a couple of questions for you regarding
that. And I open up the chest, and there's just her clothes just kind of stuffed in there. Oh. I say, okay, so these are all the dresses that we found, and they were everywhere.
The handmaid squeaks, and she says, like, did not pack them like that.
No, I know, it's okay. It's okay, I found them in the tunnel. They were all over the place. I packed them like that.
Your handmaid immediately runs over and starts checking them all.
Do you know if any of them are missing?
Lady Vashar just looks over at the handmaid, meticulously looking over them all to make sure there's not... You've seen where all the dirt is and...
I'm sorry about the dirt. I couldn't do much about it.
But miraculously, they're not... Damn it. Filthy, though. Green, blue, orange, purple. Where's the red one?
There was no red one.
These are the only ones we found. Could you describe the missing one to us, please, so we can get our servants to keep an eye out?
In as much detail as possible, if you please. Please, man, describe a dress to me. Describe a dress to me, man. A red dress.
Specifically, this is a red, white, and gold dress. It has, you know those midi puff sleeves that have the puff and then the slit divot thing? And then
mutton
puff.
Leg.
Oh, that's what they're called.
Oh, well, the slits are not, but the big and then the narrow, that's a mutton leg sleeve.
Ah, yeah. So mutton leg, white mutton leg sleeves, red torso, gold faux belt, just like a gold band around where the waist would be. Mm-hmm. And then just goes back to red with white and gold stars on it. It's a square collar dress.
This is... my head.
I like Regency era. It's designed to be worn with a corset, but the corset is separate. Not important. That's more or less what the dress looks like.
That is...
Does it have the little shield? I noticed there was a shield on the inside. Yeah,
all of them have them on their inner seam in the
wonderful skirt. Wonderful.
Cool. We will get a description circulated.
Keep an eye out for it.
And keep an eye out for... Yeah. If we find it, we will make sure it gets back to you.
Oh, one more thing, very important. If you do see someone wearing the dress, I know that you'll see red and you'll get very angry.
Uh-huh.
Do not approach them. Come to us first. Do not approach the person wearing the dress.
Are they dangerous?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good to know.
And if you can't find us...
Okay. Well, that's all well and good, but we have an hour. I need to get Milady into...
What colour was Prince Tristan wearing?
Prince Tristan was in a grey doublet.
Had he got dressed for the ball yet?
Not that you have seen.
Damn. Okay, I was hoping to match the colours.
All right, cool. I will drag these two out.
I like the purple on you, my lady. I think it will look very nice. Okay, bye.
The handmaid looks at the purple dress, thinks about it. It's just like, it is the least dirty.
Anyway, I get these two out of there so that we don't...
Yeah, as you're leaving, see the handmaid get like this wide, flat bat that looks like it's used for beating tapestry.
Wait, as she's doing that to the purple one, right?
Yeah.
I turn around to look at it, I'm like, I cleaned for her.
Hey! Ah!
I snap my finger at it and the dirt falls off.
I've got to learn that trick.
Yes, it's helped me out of more than one social faux pas.
She watches you do that. It's just like, I could save so much. Lady Vashar is just like, well, if you want to learn it, we can sort that out once we get back home. We'll get the local arcanist to teach. Yes, please, my lady, it will make my job so much easier.
Anyway, with that favor done, I will leave them be. Because that is my good deed for the day.
And as you're leaving, you do see the servant pick up his small bell, and there's four other servants in the same blue and silver attire that they'd come. It's servants wear, but it's the same colours as what Lord and Lady Vashar were in.
Basically, in the same way that all the castle servants are dressed, the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the butler and the head maid are like fancier.
Yeah.
It's still the same colours.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Basically, the squad arrives.
The
beauty squad.
The beauty squad.
Speaking of, we should probably get changed for the ball, right?
And as you say that, the headmaid of the castle says, I have finally found you. You're all needed back in your rooms. You need to get ready.
Yes. I'm already dressed.
No, you are not.
You need to get fancy dressed.
I am. This is so fancy.
It is pretty fancy.
Damn soldiers.
Oh, if you see Prince Tristan, he should be hanging out with Lord Sinister at the moment. Could you tell him that...
He's also getting ready. Oh,
could you tell him that purple looks particularly fantastic on him today, please?
Mm.
Anyway, so, right, rooms. Yes, let's go do that.
There are three servants following behind her who all just take you off.
Woohoo!
Right.
The ball began at sundown, or rather more accurately, guests were welcomed in at sundown, as the ball doesn't begin until the prince arrives. And people started funneling in. Who do you think arrived first out of the three of you?
Tanwyn is on a mission to get the prince into a purple outfit. So she's probably upstairs trying to wrangle all of the servants into purple clothes only. Let's get the prince into purple clothes. We're on a mission here. We're here to stage an engagement tonight.
You begin doing that, and after about 5 minutes, you get shooed off as everyone's just like, yes, we get it. Two servants grab you by the arms and weirdly just strong arm you away as they need to get you ready.
Don't forget, she's wearing purple.
They won't forget, m'lady. They are very good at their jobs.
Good, good, good. Just feel like it should be a magical evening. Maybe a nice plot line will happen, or a literary trope, then maybe we can get out of here. Not that you'd know what I'm talking about, of course, but...
Tanwyn says in, like, sweaty armor. That she's been wearing for the first 24 hours.
M'lady, you have been reading far too many novels.
I've read one. And that's all I need to know. There's going to be a beautiful dance at the ball. They're going to be wearing matching outfits. And everything's going to turn out all right. Now, bring me my fanciest armor. The one that looks kind of like a skirt.
Right away, m'lady.
Yes!
And Amadeus is glad that somebody else has to deal with Tenwin's madness for like an hour.
The two servants, when you aren't looking, have Lord Help Us looks on their face as they just listen to Tenwin babble on and on.
They were really hoping they'd get her in a dress today.
I guess
they have managed to convince you to wear a big poofy skirt that has armor plating on it.
Yeah, that's as close as they're going to get.
Yeah, I guess Tanwyn and Magnus are like NFL players who've just had one concussion too many.
And then they're the ones that wear like the sparkly pants and you're like, why are you wearing that?
Basically.
Yeah.
For Magnus, right, Magnus is all about the cucumbers that need to be cut to specific sizes and lengths. So wherever they are, Magnus will be.
Bothering the kitchen staff.
You have been from the kitchen.
Yeah, Magnus is waiting outside. Magnus is like, they're going through the slicing rituals. I don't want to disturb that. That's how he's internalized it. And he's waiting to escort them to the ballroom.
After about 5 minutes as well, you get dragged away by a couple of servants.
Red-faced, like, screaming.
They have sent two of the biggest servants that they have. So it's like a half-orc and a Goliath fellow have come take you and get you ready. Because this is not the first time that the general has gotten particular about food and delayed getting ready for a formal event.
His hair's plastered to his sweaty face. The cucumbers!
Red-faced, screaming. And veins popping.
And Amadeus is in his room enjoying the silence of being by himself.
Yeah. As by yourself as a noble can be when getting ready for a ball.
All right, I'm going to face. The quiet of not having to deal with Tanwyn and Magnus.
Yes, you know, the servants that are helping you might actually be able to hold an intellectual conversation.
Yeah.
Or at least one that isn't a bit more advanced than...
A bit less concussed.
Yeah.
I will not lose sanity talking to the servant.
Yeah, though they are also servants, so they won't speak unless spoken to.
Oh, you know, it's getting dressed, enjoying the quiet of being by myself-ish, and yeah, getting ready.
All this to say is I think Tanwyn will show up first because she wants to get all the good gossip.
Why does that not surprise me? Out of all of the reasons to get ready quickly, it's gossip!
Gossip.
Yeah, I think Magnus is probably shortly after because he reasons, well, if I can't guard them to the ballroom, I can at least guard them once they arrive in the ballroom.
Not the important guests, the cucumbers.
There's guards for the guests.
The general, he's all about those cukes.
People wonder why this kingdom is falling apart.
It's falling apart because it's not real.
It's falling apart because the cucumbers were inadequately protected previously.
It's falling apart because the vizier is the only one doing his job.
He was the only one not appointed by nepotism.
Look, if there's a war going on, I'll lead the armies amazingly. Until then, we're going a little stir crazy.
Yeah.
Honestly, tracks. Tanwyn, you're going to be the one to arrive first. So would you do us a favor of describing your ball outfit?
Oh, okay, yes, of course. So Tanwyn has, true to form, kept as much armor on as she possibly can. It is very ornate, though. It's got little swirlies on it, little designs. It's steel plate, but edged in gold. There is a design of a dragon on the front of it. Some might say it looks remarkably similar to Artifora. And her colors are silver and gold and a deep, deep blue. So whatever fabric is, it's kind of like a very deep midnight blue.
Nice.
Yeah.
And as you arrive, as you walk through the door, the herald, who is dressed in the kingdom's orange, purple and red, blows a small bugle and announces, "Entering the Lady Knight, Taryn."
No, take it again. You know my name. Come on, it's not Taryn. Do you need a guess? Do you need a little hint? There's a W in it. It's Tanwyn. Yo, don't take it clean. It's all right.
My apologies.
You can do it again.
"Entering the Lady Knight, Tanwyn."
And I start waving to everybody. Hello!
There is two people that aren't
servants.
I point
at them. Hello! It's great to see you. Is one of them Lord Sinister?
No.
I wanted to talk to him about tiger sharks. All right, I skip on down the stairs and I head towards the snack bar. Woo! Time to get my hands on some little sandwiches.
People start funneling in. You hear announcements of people such as Duchess Amari von Turk, who is the recently widowed Duchess of the von Turk household. Lord Sinister does arrive.
Yes.
With Ripper in tow.
Yes. Him and Ripper dressed
head to toe in black.
Yes.
Hair greased back, mustache perfectly curled.
Loving your look, Lord Sinister.
He gives an ostentatious bow.
I've come around on that guy, I really have. She says just to whoever's nearest to her.
He deserves to coo the kingdom.
Next to the little sandwiches.
Yeah, there's the Earl and Earless von Bar and the Baron and Baroness Ducant, and people start arriving. And then about 20, 30 minutes later, Magnus, could you please describe your outfit?
Okay, well, Magnus has come to the ball ballin'.
Hell yeah.
He has black suede leather pilgrim shoes with gold buckles encrusted with diamonds. There are white socks up to his knee with ruffs around the edges. The pattern on the socks, the dragon embroidery all the way up, and silver threads. So it's hard to pick up, but you can sort of see it in a flash. Knees to upper thigh is bare, and
wow,
then he's got some short shorts on. I guess they wouldn't be shorts, they're whatever cut.
Are they like those poofy medieval
shorts? Oh, okay, hell yes. Shorts. No, they're the poofy medieval shorts.
Poofy medieval booty shorts.
I'm getting some real leprechaun energy from this one.
With a prodigious codpiece that has a little bell on the end.
happened to this game?
It's going
to
be really good when we get into a fight later.
Yeah.
Take the codpiece off and start beating ding, people ding, to death with it.
Just fairly standard black. They didn't have time to fancy that one up. He is wearing his armor, but over the top of it, he is wearing a full velvet recreation of the armor that's black with silver inlay all the way through. He has a cape that goes all the way to the floor, and he keeps almost tripping up on it because it's just getting like blown under his feet. And then he has both of his weapons attached to the belt, but they've got little black velvet covers over the tops of them. And then someone's done his hair and curled it all up.
So now,
he's got a wig. He's got a curly wig on.
Does the Lord General enter through the front door, or does he try to sneak in through a side door?
Oh, he's entering through the front door.
You walk through the front door and the herald brings the bugle up to his lips, sees you, blows a wrong note. Just blown away by the audacity of this outfit.
I must project the strength of this kingdom at all times.
The herald takes a moment to catch himself, breathes in once more, and properly place the announcement. The Lord General Magnus.
I whip my head around. I start waving at Magnus.
Wave.
Ding, 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 ding.
Come down over here.
You enter, and Lord Sinister actually comes after you. It's just like, my Lord General, aren't you bold?
I must be. The thrust of my attacks must be like the thrust of my fashion.
Quite. Well, considering the outfit you're wearing, that is a apt statement. Are you planning on doing much thrusting tonight, are you?
No, just in terms of fashion.
So just showing it off, then?
Yes, the embroidery on this coat is amazing.
Damn! Oh, poor Lord Sinister. Tanwyn's going to trot up and go, "Whoa, Magnus, you look like nothing I've ever seen before."
He certainly does.
The knees, right?
I don't know where he gets it, but it is definitely eye-catching.
It's ear-catching as well. You can hear him wherever you go.
Yes, that is not a common phrase used to describe an outfit, but I suppose it is.
I guess
accurate.
You can hear the armor underneath.
No, it's the little bell.
Oh.
I quite enjoy it. It's very funny. I mean,
the tiger shark's not jumping to try and get it.
In all honesty, the tiger shark, its head is at waist height.
Oh.
And I imagine it is incredibly well-behaved.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You've never seen it away from Lord Sinister's left heel. Always right at that position.
Oh, my Lord Sinister, how is the prince's dance lessons? Do we think we've got him up to a pretending standard?
Well, the boy has 3 feet and none of them are right.
Well, hopefully one of them will be able to satisfy the lady at least.
He kind of just cocks his head in a hopefully kind of way.
Oh, I'm so excited for tonight. Where is Amadeus? He usually can't wait to get all up in people's affairs.
I imagine Amadeus is taking the moment to be a little later and get some more sanity back.
He's in a bath.
Yeah. Oh. He's got like a single pianist playing a light tone.
There's just a magic record player.
He's found antechamber near the ballroom, just like, all right, people, calm people. Oh boy. As he tries to
Tanwyn and Magnus.
Alright, before he's like, alright, let's get this over and done with. If I'm gonna lose sanity, I might as well lose it quickly.
He can already hear Tanwyn's shrieking laughter echoing through the corridors, you know.
Anyway.
And as the Lord Vizier psychs himself up to enter, would you describe the outfit Amadeus is in?
So, he's gone for, when compared to his compatriots, he is decidedly more formal, let's say. He's got stockings, knee-length pants that are not form-fitting, but they're close. He's got strikingly white linen shirt that one speck of food is just going to ruin it. And the collar is stiff, square, but both on the ruffles, just ruffles on the collar and on the wrists. And the coat is a very ostentatious mix of, like, the kingdom's colors. And he's got the badge of office on his like, breast, you know, shined up. If you look close enough, you can see your reflection in it.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And he's got top hat that he doffs as soon as he enters the ballroom. And, you know, he'll politely nod to the herald as he enters, you know.
And the herald once more blows his bugle. The Lord Vizier Amadeus Horatio Kellagar.
Nods. Thank you. Steps down. Walks down.
Tanwyn waves. Oh, he looks happy to see us. Jingle your bell at him.
Ding, 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 ding. Walks up.
Magnus looks happy to see everyone.
Look, these are great for storing party snacks.
Party something.
Honestly, thinking about the number of pockets that this thing likely has, none. Magnus has to have his health potion somewhere.
Lovely.
He's also got like a ceremonial sword that looks completely ostentatious.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's for show, not for use.
Oh. Amadeus, I didn't know you practiced the blade.
I don't. This is completely ceremonial. It's my sort of office, apparently.
Mechanically, it's a club.
Do we get weapons of office? I was just using you know.
Well, I don't know if the Lady Knight or the General of the Armies has a sword of office, but apparently at least the Vizier has one.
I've got a working sword, I suppose.
I don't know.
It's just like full on smuggles an actual sword under the ruffles of her dress.
like I said, this is completely ceremonial. I'm pretty sure it's only good for whacking people about the head.
Huh. Isn't that what swords are usually for?
Well, let's hope we won't have to do any of that tonight.
I'm reasonably sure that swords are for stabbing and poking things and slashing things.
Now, lads.
Oh, that just explains why swords never really worked for me.
We've got a really important duty tonight. Well, we've got two really important duties. Number one, hook up the lady and the prince.
Okay.
We're looking for a beautiful night, romance, an engagement, sorting out the throne.
Okay.
Number two.
Well, I can see the cucumbers have arrived, so we're good for that.
We're good for that. And they're delicious as well. I've already had a few. And number two, don't let the prince propose to the shapeshifter thing that's stolen her dress instead.
Number three,
aye.
Find the shapeshifter.
Oh, it'll probably be wearing that dress that it stole, so...
Yes.
It was a red one, so keep an eye out for that.
Should I do the spell thingy?
Has everybody arrived yet?
Most everyone has arrived from what you can figure out. The only ones yet to arrive are the king, who has been excused for the evening,
mm-hmm.
the prince, who will, as is tradition, arrive last, and the Lord and Lady Vashar.
Good sign.
Given that... We have a description of the dress. Just going to do a quick sweep for the dress.
Give me a perception check.
All of us?
Yeah.
All righty.
Do I get my thingy for the perception?
Yeah, you get perception and survival, I think.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Terrible. So I rolled a 3, and then I have a +3. And then I also rolled a 3 on my d4, which is my extra one. So I got a 9. So bad. But it could have been good. I just want you to know that I do have, like, extra things.
Yeah.
And a 9 is pretty much around about the worst I can get.
Ripper is looking real pretty tonight.
You cute.
I got a 5, so I don't see it.
Lord Sinister has glossied that girl up something ridiculous.
I do spend a lot of time petting Ripper if I'm allowed to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Smoother than you would expect.
It's smooth in all directions.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
She is primarily an aquatic animal.
Not rough at all. Smooth.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, Magnus got only 23.
Only 23, he says.
Could go higher.
You see a couple of red dresses, but none that match the description you were given.
Mm.
And then you see a couple of dresses that are similar in style to the description you were given, but not the right color.
Do either of those look like they could have been dyed?
Potentially.
How much time was it between the dress getting stolen and the ball? Is that around about enough time to do some alterations?
No.
Okay.
Maybe alterations, but definitely not changing the colour.
Okay.
And the alterations that would be done are, I'm not a textiles person. On the simpler end, because...
Yeah, relatively minor.
One would assume, like, pinning it up to change, like size.
Raising the hem level or bringing it in a little bit.
Taking off some of the lace.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not seeing anything.
Okay.
Wait,
did we check on the... What is it, princess? Countess?
Lady.
Duchess?
The lady.
That was specifically Lord and Lady Vashar.
Lady, yes.
Well, we left her in the care of her...
Maids.
Her maids and her father.
Yes.
So,
speaking of, the herald once again blows his bugle, and you see enter the room the Lord and Lady Vashar as he announces, Lord Terran Vashar and Lady Amelia Vashar.
You know, I'm just realizing now that we never did ask their names.
We got them anyway.
Lord Vashar is in this... He's in this white and blue doublet with black pants and boots that go halfway up his calf and a pair of black gloves. It goes well with that kind of hybrid skin tone that he has, though it also does make him look a little bit like he's not wearing anything because it's...
Blue
and white. It's like these thick blue stripes that go down from shoulder to wrist, and it's the same tone as his skin, so it looks like it just continues on from his neck. If it weren't for the collar and the shapes of his outfit just breaking things up, it would look like he was shirtless.
Tanwyn's gonna say, wow, the fashion where they come from is even more daring than whatever Magnus has got going on.
What color dress is the lady wearing?
Purple.
Yeah!
Yeah, it is a purple that complements blue and whites of her skin very well. It is also very corseted.
And thanks to my efforts, clean.
Yes. It is corseted almost to the point that you could put your hands around her waist and touch thumbtip to thumbtip and middle finger to middle finger.
Nice, good for her.
Almost. But yes, they enter just looking fabulous.
Tanwyn claps a little bit. She's like, yes, exactly what I wanted. Oh, she looks fantastic. And now we know her name is Amelia. Now we can refer to her as anything other than Lady Bashar all the time.
You do realize it's impolite to...
She's my friend now. I saved her from like a monster or something. And I told her what to wear and she did it. We're besties. That's girl code. I wouldn't expect you to understand.
Sure. Whatever you say, Tanwyn, I believe you.
Tanwyn doesn't know. Tanwyn doesn't know what girl code is. She's a blacksmith.
Tanwyn is the tomboyest tomboy that's ever tomboyed. As you were all discussing, you all kind of notice out of the corner of your eye as more people go up and join the Herald. They're all in similar attire to the Herald as well, and they are all also carried bugles and trumpets.
The prince is about to make his entrance.
Mariachi, yes. Band.
And a fanfare erupts from the group that have gathered up by the door as a tunnel of brass instruments are created as the door opens to the prince in a high-collared purple doublet.
Yes!
Okay.
With white wave patterns. Mm. Not like the wave patterns that you might see on Shields, but like artistic wave patterns like you might see in, you know, that one Japanese artwork that's just waves?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that level of design.
Magnus is going to breathe a huge sigh of relief and sort of whisper to Amadeus and Tanwyn and say, he's not wearing the red dress.
And you're not wearing the same outfit. Now neither of you have to change.
Yeah, he's wearing this high-collared purple doublet. His beard has been shaved. It was a good 2 or 3 centimeters longer than it is currently. So it's been trimmed and groomed and is this fashionable, like, it's been cut to this aggressive point with small gold beads attached into it. And his hair a little longer than shoulder length, and it is down, but on the side he has 2 braided locks with golden rings at the end of them.
Ah, he looks so good! This is going to go great. I can just feel it. This
no codpiece, though?
No. He doesn't feel the need to compensate.
How will he demonstrate the virility of the kingdom?
You've got that handled.
If anything, we have to smooth out the coat. Anyway.
With the prince's arrival, the band had been playing lightly the entire time.
Background music.
Yeah. Mm. But the band silences as the prince makes his way to the end of this tunnel that his servants had made. And a wand is brought over to him, and very Harry Potter style is pointed at his throat. His a thaumaturgic wand as well as cast so that his voice carries across the entire room, because thaumaturgy is great.
I love it.
You know, before they got that wand for him, I used to have to stand right next to him, and whenever he said something, I would just have to shout it across the room because I had the loudest voice. I don't know why I remember that, because that's not real, because I only came here like a day ago.
And I know the spell thaumaturgy.
Oh no, I didn't like this at all. Have you guys been getting false memories as well? That was bad.
Wait, you guys don't normally get false memories?
Well, you have ghosts that sit in your brain sometimes, so I'm assuming that...
Yeah, this is all normal to me. I guess that's why Magnus is picking up on things that Tanwyn and Amadeus are missing out on.
This is
baseline.
Yeah.
This is fine.
Yeah, Magnus is like, yeah, it's actually really quiet these days.
But the prince speaks up, his voice made louder so that all may hear him without him having to yell. Lords and ladies from far and wide, countries of ours and countries from others. As he says that, the 3 of you kind of clock a small look of, that sounds stupid. You all are fully aware that this man is not good with words. I welcome you all to this ball, and short speech is a good speech. Hope you all have a wonderful time.
Polite clapping, polite clapping. You know, I've just realized that I don't know how to do any dances, so I hope they're not expecting us to dance. Maybe you two can dance, but I think I'll just have to stay over by the
You just
table.
Want to stay by the snack bar.
Oh, no, I have to stay by the snack bar and eat all of the cucumbers.
The Lord Sinister is just like, and here I was about to ask you for a dance, m'lady.
I mean, you can ask if you want, but I will not be held responsible for whatever happens to your feet.
Don't worry. I wear steel caps for that exact reason.
All right, then. Whisk me out on the floor, Lord Sinister.
Yeah, and the Lord Sinister takes you out to the dance floor.
Tenwyn's a little bit taller than him. She's quite big. She's very bulky. She's wearing armor. And he's
this wink of a man.
Lithe man, tall but skinny, clad in black, and she's just like clunk, 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 clunk.
Yes. Can I get a acrobatics check?
You can get an acrobatics check. Come on, let's do it. Roll good, roll good, roll good. 13. Hey, above average.
Turns out the waltz is easy.
Yeah.
And Amadeus is politely standing on the sidelines for the moment. This was a romance novel. This would be a side romance.
Yes. Turns out that following a set pattern with somebody counting you off the entire way, because the Lord Sinister is going, and one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three.
Tam's like, oh, it's like hitting a sword on a rhythm.
Yes.
Dunk, 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 dunk.
Or marching. Soldiers tend to be quite good at this after they get over the fear of being in front of everybody and potentially looking like fools.
I've never looked like a fool in my life.
With that confidence, I don't think so. And yeah, you have a wonderful time, and Lord Sinister is an excellent teacher of dance.
Awesome.
As you're dancing, you do see the prince getting swung around by three or four different ladies that are all fighting to dance him.
I will whisper to Lord Sinister at some point, you've got to get the prince with the lady.
All in good time, dear.
All right. I'm trusting you.
Yes, they will fight and squabble over him, but eventually he knows who to go for.
He'd better... because her dress is the same, I made sure of that.
Aren't you clever?
Clever girl.
She is a lot like a velociraptor, yeah.
I would hate to encounter a pack of Tenwyns.
Just from the sheer babbling. Just non-stop talking about nonsense.
Nonsense.
I already have two of that.
Five Tenwyns.
I have two. Tenwyn number two. Madness.
Excuse
Tenwyn
me.
Number one.
Yay, me.
I'm Tenwyn zero. I was around before Tenwyn.
I hope the boys do get asked to dance, though. It would be rude if they refuse.
Lord Amadeus.
Yes, hello.
After a while, a young lady does come and hints that she wants you to ask her to
dance. I will offer my hand. Would you like to dance, m'lady?
Dance!
And she's like, why, yes, of course.
I'll lead her out to the dance floor and acrobatics check.
Or performance check, as you do have the education for this.
Ooh, it's all literary at the moment. He's read a lot about dancing.
Oh, boy. That is a...
Or rather, the character he is playing has the education for this.
That's true.
11.
It's enough to not make a fool of yourself.
I am incredibly stiff.
Your partner, you haven't caught her name yet, but she is this bright-eyed young elven woman in a sunflower yellow dress that is both strikingly contrasting to her raven black hair, but it weirdly works really well on her.
Nice, nice.
I try to make conversation while we're dancing. I've got the charisma to be decent at it. I'm just...
She can tell that you are stiff and in a position that you prefer not to be, but she does actually hold a very intelligent conversation with you.
He's all in.
Mm. Yeah. I'll, you know, polite conversation with her while we're dancing.
What color does Amadeus blush?
Oof. It is a shade off blood red.
I'm imagining his ears are just absolutely...
his ears are...
Red.
Looking close, you'd almost think he's bleeding. But because of, you know, the shade of red.
Holding it together. Courage.
Magnus.
Yes.
You struggle to find a partner.
Magnus isn't looking for a partner. Magnus is looking for cucumber sandwiches.
You find several. Anytime you go anywhere, people move away.
Intimidated by my sheer aura.
And the jingling.
That is...
They flee before me like foes.
That is until a orcish lady.
Yeah!
7.5 feet tall in a very nice, almost Regency era suit.
Yeah.
Rather than a dress.
I'm obsessed with her.
Little man, I like style. Come dance.
Yes, our dance shall be legendary.
Agreed.
Oh, no.
Is this going to be more athletics?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not going to rage for
it's
this.
It's going to be intimidation.
I think I'm the one who's intimidated. Oh, my goodness. I believe that is 19.
Holy my God.
I'm pretty sure I trained in athletics.
Yeah, so no, you are.
I am.
You're a barbarian. I would be surprised if you weren't.
But yes, no, definitely.
Yeah, considering the roles that you've made previously in the campaign, yeah, you're definitely proficient in athletics.
So it's only 19.
Only 19, he says. The two of you perform the most...
A bloodbath on the dance floor.
No, just... It is more like a two-person cheerleading routine. She is tossing you like a gymnast partner. Yeah.
And the jingling.
Yeah, the jingling. Everybody stops. Launch happens, everybody just dances out and stops dancing to watch the spectacle of this 7.5-foot-tall giant of a woman
juggling the general.
Yeah, toss the Lord General like he's a paperweight.
But he's having a great time. Oh, and his core, incredible strength.
It's shocking to be thrown in the air to begin with. But, you know, there's rhythm to it.
You get used to it.
And, yeah, by the end of it, it just starts coming naturally. And, yeah, it's a spectacle to watch. Not because it's just like, oh, the Lord General is going to die, but this is just awe-inspiring.
I lean over to Lord Sinister and I say, well, you know, not to discredit you, my lord, because you did a great job, but, I mean, it's like nothing I've ever seen before.
Tedwin, you should try this.
I do kind of want to get tossed around by a huge orcish woman. Wouldn't you, though, Lord Sinister?
That is far too much woman for me. I like my woman big.
Oi.
And the idea of being tossed around does have its charm, but when you're flying 15 feet into the air, it starts to become a little more scary than it does exciting.
Sounds like you need a little bit more excitement in your life, my lord.
I have plenty of excitement in my life, thank you very much.
Speaking of, how's Ripper going for the beauty contest?
Why, she's winning, of course.
I'm glad to hear it.
Mostly because there's only two other tiger sharks in the area, but...
What?
We need more.
We do need more. Look, we're going to get a campaign for more tiger sharks in the kingdom, I feel.
Well, I will not say no to that. The more competition, the better. Though, at the end of the day, I still must win.
Of course, of course.
Amadeus feels a shudder go through him as he subconsciously fears for the kingdom's finances.
This is a fake kingdom, but...
Forward by the, oh no, Tenwin's planning something.
He doesn't even know what's going on, but he's like, huh, the money. Something's wrong with the money.
After the
spectacle.
Things calm down, more dances happen, and the ball just keeps on going. And then eventually there is a couple of organized group dances that happen. And then eventually an announcement isn't made and the floor is clear, as the prince and Lady Fashar take to the center of the room. And it is strange to watch a 4-foot-tall man dance with a slightly taller than 6-foot-tall woman. It looks like a parent dancing with a child a little bit.
But he's very astute.
Yes, but it is still very graceful. Despite the disparaging comment from Lord Sinister earlier about the prince having 3 left feet, it is a rather beautiful dance. A simple one, but a beautiful one.
You taught him well, Lord Sinister. He's playing to his strengths.
I think that Kotcha was standing on my toes deliberately.
While this is happening, and we've got the princess and sort of, you know, the Lady Fashar and sort of, we know where she is, I will start poking Magnus to cast that find spell to see, find this...
The missing dress.
Missing guest.
Yes.
Because that is item number 3 on our agenda.
Yeah.
What we're actually supposed to be doing.
Magnus has get the last of mayonnaise off his fingers from the cucumber sandwiches, wipe them on his puffy pantaloons, open his storage,
not storage.
To pull out the required components for the spell. Might not need components. Magnus is going to use components.
I'm genuinely asking. I've never cast that spell in game before.
Oh, I honestly never really care about them. But Magnus is going to pull out a pinch of magnetic dust made from crushed compasses and then focus really, 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 really hard on that dress and cast locate object.
The object is in the room.
I don't mean to alarm anyone. It's in the room.
Where is it?
It's across the hall.
Over that way.
All right.
And in fact, to the others, nothing has changed. But to you, there is this golden outline around one of the dresses that the ladies is wearing.
Do I recognize the lady?
Duchess Amari von Ter.
The widow.
It's the Duchess, the widow.
But the dress she's wearing isn't red or looks anything like the dress that was described to you earlier. The one she's wearing is got this deep V-neck, and it is this deep purple, almost black, with little silver and diamond specks on it, kind of making it look like a starry night.
There was illusion magic cast, and okay, I'm guessing that some kind of illusion magic is going on here.
She's been here since the start.
Oi. All right, well, let's go.
It's not my magic saying it's the dress, but it doesn't look like it.
Probably because illusion magic is a thing. Anyway, let's go.
Did I think of the wrong dress? Now that I've seen it, I can't think of anything else.
No, I think you've got it right. I think...
Duchess von...
Turk.
I'm going to just shift these two to come with as I quietly, you know, walk around the outside while everybody's watching the dance going on.
Should we do a pincer movement?
I'm going to try some...
Okay.
I will politely walk up to the Duchess and whisper, "Milady Duchess."
Yes.
Perchance, could we have a word in private? I have something I wish to ask. And I will give a polite smile, like nothing is wrong.
Why not sit here?
Certain. It's business. This is pleasure. And I don't want to ruin the prince's moment.
Very well. There's a balcony that we can go talk on.
Thank you.
There's these giant glass windows and with the paradors in them.
Take her outside with these two.
Oh, yes.
In tow. Close the door gently behind us. Turn back.
Am I about to be strong-armed into something I don't want to
do? No. We know that dress isn't yours.
This dress? I have had it in my family for generations. It's my grandmother's dress. Though, back then, it was considered far more scandalous.
Aye, your grandmother was obviously a very scandalous woman.
When she wished to try and attract the Duke, yes.
Aye. Anyway, this... a conversation, and Tanwyn is desperately trying to stall here while spells are being looked at. We are here to discuss not the dress, well, the dress kind of, but also your current financial situation following the death of your husband, your late husband there.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Look, we know you've been running into some, let's say, financial troubles.
Am I?
But the stealing of other people's property in order to fund your own expedition to the ball. It's not on, my lady. It really isn't. And somebody cast a spell!
And I don't have anything to dispel this, but...
And I'm offended that it is what you are implying that I am doing. I own this dress, and I have owned it for a very long time, and I don't like... what you were insinuating, lady.
Okay, I cast detect magic on her.
Oh yeah, it's illusion all over.
Wow, that is a lot of illusion magic for a dress that's been in your family for generations.
And a smile breaks out on her face, an unnatural one that reaches quite literally from ear to ear.
Oh, I've seen that smile before.
Oh, you caught me. I just wanted to enjoy the festivities and eat you all later, but I suppose I might get a taste now.
I'm going to do more than catch you, lady. I'm going to kill you. And I draw my sword out from underneath my skirt.
I see. Well then, so be it.
Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.